about for 2011 to become somewhat technically proficient. I'm really happy tonight to have Trina Vega returning to Many Rivers Books and Tea. This is the first talk of 2011, and I just think it is wonderful, auspicious, and just fits that the talk tonight will be Healings with Angels. So thank you very much, Trina, for coming back to Many Rivers.
Thank you all for coming.
See you, Penny. Hi.
Happy New Year to you all. It's wonderful to be back. And as always, my native culture, we always begin by a gift. And this time, this is a little angel that I made and blessed. That's for Many Rivers, for all the healing that it brings to so many people.
Thank you.
And I wanted to talk just a little bit about my background with angels and being Native American. My healing center is on my reservation in Hopland. And a little bit outside of the box, but I think this is one of the messages for 2011, is when I first moved to my reservation, I was pretty outside of the box. We were just known for culture, for our native land, and since I was doing angel readings and Reiki master and teaching chakra classes, the first maybe 6 months I was there, it was a little strange. People didn't take it too well, and it was about it was actually September of last year. I was completely honored. The healing medicine women of our tribe came to see me, and she greeted me with gifts, and she brought her relatives for me to do a healing and for her to give my healing center a healing. So that actually married the medicines up there. And so my message is one of sometimes of just being outside of that box, and it's okay. I've always felt angels around me, and the reason that I have a beginning point of the first time I remembered, it was so clear where I was, and my grandmother, which raised me, said I was about 18 months old, and I remember even when I drive by the house, it's like in a little town of Asti, right before Cloverdale, it's like a little dot, and I can still describe walking in that house, and I remember the angels in. For a while, because of the box that society puts you in, like, you know, there's nothing there, you can't see that. So it wasn't really closed, but I was really quiet about the gift of seeing angels, feeling angels, listening to them talk to me. And it wasn't until about 10 years ago that I actually opened the doors. And when I opened the doors, I just allowed it all. Whoever, whatever country, whatever healing that I'm supposed to do, I'm just allowing. And the angels are very, very strong. And about 4 years ago, I had the pleasure of me and my great friend, we went and we were certified by Doreen Virtue. She is awesome. She is fun. She is real. If she gives a message out to anybody, it's that don't look at me as special. Don't look at me as you can't do this, because everybody can. It's just when you choose to open your doors and how far you want to open your doors. With that, I just give praise to Doreen Virtue. And tonight, I am going to be giving messages from the Archangels. This is her brand new book, and it's I see they have both here, Angels 101, and this is actually her new one of Archangels 101. So if you just want a nice little basic book that gives, you know, colors, a little bit about each archangel, this is a great little book to carry around with you for angels. Angels come in different ways, and it's the same as your clairs. You know, some people see them, know that they're there, feel them. It's all okay. It's all okay. They're around everybody. I know that everybody at least has one or two around them, and many have a lot more angels. So with that, and talking about the angels today, Archangel Michael is the one that came and brought a lot of really strong messages for 2011. And we should be celebrating in the joy of our heart of 2011. I've actually been just waiting patiently since 2009 from all the messages that I got that was for 2011. 2009 began the angels trying to get people onto a stronger path. 2010 was some bumpy roads for some, and it was just allowing them to be uncomfortable enough to be able to get on a path. And whatever your path is, and if it feels right for you, that's the right path for you, as long as you're on a path. And Archangel Michael, through Doreen does also a meditation once a year, and one of the messages that stood out when I read hers to what I heard was Archangel Michael is saying to please tell your friends, please tell everybody not to worry about the year 2012. It's exactly like Y2K. I was in the bank during Y2K working, and I had to be there at midnight because everybody's waiting for everything. Everybody went and pulled their money out of the bank. Just have to turn around and go open all those accounts again and put it back in. the Mayans just didn't go past 2012 because they weren't in the village at that time. Or they would have continued on their calendar. So that was a really strong message. So with this, I would like to begin by remembering that that you could either feel, know, sense, imagine, but I'm going to put you through a little meditation, and I'm going to, for those that, is there anybody in here that hasn't met their angels or guides? Is okay, good. So just trust. When I get to a point where your angel is standing there in front of you, just trust when you get that name. Trust in that name. It might be so simple that you may be thinking, this can't be it. But you'll be surprised. So I want you to at least have that name and see that angel and just know whatever clairs you have open, if you're clairvoyant, clairsentient, clairaudient, that's how you will experience the angels. I see angels in many different ways. I see them around people. I see the colors. I see them. I feel them. But I do have all my clairs open. But angels are really special. And they have something that's called free will. And some free will, they will never intervene on your behalf if you don't ask. They can't. It's called free will. It's your free will to go through your lessons in life. And sometimes we just forget to ask. And you don't have to particularly know every angel by name. You could just say, would the angel of strength be present? And the angel's there. So, you know, it's just, this is kind of guidelines, but you don't really need to know all those names. So with that, let's take you through a little meditation. So the easiest way in meditation is not to have your legs crossed. It just brings up the energy from Earth Mother to Heavens Above, from Heavens Above to Earth Mother. Your hands, if it's placed in your lap, is good, or however you want to place them, placed up, however is comfortable for you, because I want you to be comfortable. Okay, so everyone just close their eyes. Take a deep breath in through your nose and hold it. On the count of three, one, two, three, exhale through your mouth. Really feeling yourself and your body. Just relax. Just relax. Nice warm place. Another deep breath in through the nose and hold it. And on the count of three, exhale. One, two, three. Excellent. I see a lot. I feel a lot of individuals ready to release things that they don't need. So in this next breath, I want you to take the deepest breath in that you can. And when you let it out, even kind of bend a little bit and let out all the air. So what I want you to do on the first count of three is breathe and imagine green, emerald green energy just breathing in. And that is Archangel Raphael. So one, two, three. Deep breath in. And just feeling that green emerald energy just going any place that it needs for the healing most needed for you. And on the count of three, exhale all anything that does not serve your highest good. One, two, three. So feeling really relaxed, being aware that your feet are touching the floor, imagining the earth giving you the energy of Earth Mother. Now being aware of your feet placed, your knees, now your hips, your solar plexus, your heart, all your organs, left arm, right arm, especially around the heart. Just place a lot of good energy around the heart chakra. To your throat chakra, really feeling the green energy swirling now all the way up to the top of your head. Anything that's not serving your highest good may exit through your crown chakra, feeling very relaxed in your body. Another deep breath in and exhale. Seeing a crystal in front of you, imagining you're placing it in your hand. Whatever crystal you see, whatever color you see, whatever color you know, is the appropriate color for you. Feeling the energy of that crystal. Take another deep breath in and exhale. Feeling yourself on the top of the roof of this building of many rivers. Just being able to just look around and see the surroundings. Feeling very excited that you're going to be able to meet your guardian angel. Another deep breath in and exhale. Just feeling yourself soaring higher and higher and higher with that crystal placed in your hand, and just allowing yourself to soar higher, knowing that you're safe and joyful to where you're going. Another deep breath in, exhale, feeling yourself soaring above the moon, of a beautiful full moon, and just soaring higher and higher. One more deep breath in. Exhale. Now feeling the crystal in your hand. And now if you look over towards the left-hand side of where you are, you'll see a beautiful, beautiful garden. The garden is beautiful. Be aware of the temperature there. Be aware of what you see in your garden. Flowers, animals, insects, birds. It's all there for you, your very personal healing garden. Another deep breath in. And exhale. I'm going to give you a minute to just discover everything in your garden and know that this is a special place and you can come back and visit anytime. Wonderful. So now I'm going to ask that now that you're there, there's going to be a special place for you to sit. It may be in a lotus flower. It may be on a beautiful crystal. It may be on beautiful green, bright, rich grass. Wherever the appropriate place for you, I would like you to go there and have a seat. Feeling very joyful that this is a day that you've waited and contracted to meet your own angel. Remembering that your angel's name may not be one of any that you've heard or read about in any book. It is appropriate for it to have the name that this angel gives you without judgment. Deep breath in. And exhale. Feeling very relaxed, sitting in the special place that's just for you. And now, right behind you, and don't turn yet, not yet, but coming right behind you, you may feel, know, sense, you may have the vision of the angel walking up to you. If you are left-handed, most times you will see the angel on your right side. If you're right-handed, most of the time you will see the angel on your left side. And if this isn't true for you, it is absolutely okay. Deep breath in. And exhale. Now having the angel come right in front of you, and I want you to envision the angel right there in front of you, looking up and taking in everything. What color is your angel? Does he or she have a color? Maybe she doesn't. Maybe you just know it's there. And if you just know it's there, then ask what color it is. And just know the first color you get is the appropriate color. Your angel may be completely transparent and clear. Do not hold any judgment. I want you to look up, and I want you to see the angel just enveloping you with the beautiful wings. And if you don't feel the wings around your angel, it is okay. You don't always see wings. Just know that they're there. I'm going to give you a minute now. I want you to ask your angel, what is your name? The first name you receive. Take a deep breath in. Just breathing that energy of that name in and exhale. And at this time, I will give you the opportunity for you to ask your angel any one question that you would like. And I will give you a minute to give the answer. Okay, wonderful. I would now like you to thank your wonderful angel, giving blessings, knowing that you may return to visit this angel at any time, knowing that this angel has always been by your side and always will. Take a deep breath in and exhale. Just feeling all the joy that this angel has placed with you, around you, within. Another deep breath in. And just feeling yourself gently floating, very gentle, gently floating, coming down. Seeing the beautiful full moon, just floating down very gently, now looking down, seeing the top of the roof of many rivers, and just again looking around at your surroundings outside with the joy in your heart. Another deep breath in. And exhale, feeling yourself fully back to your body, fully aware. Moving your toes, your legs, your fingers, taking a deep breath in. Exhale. And you can open your eyes. I do see that there is a lot of Archangel Michael around, a lot of you here. He is a very powerful angel. Did anybody have any problems receiving a name? Wonderful. All souls, I guess. You didn't feel a name?
I did.
Oh, actually, Amba.
Anybody else did?
No.
Well, I hear Lazaya. Lyzia. Green. Green. And she has another color, too. Yes. Did you not?
I didn't get the name that I thought of as a name.
You thought of a name?
I said I did not get a name that seemed to be a name. It seemed to be a quality.
Oh.
So I wondered if you had a name.
It is spelled M E L Y I A. M E L Y I A. I usually spell it because I'll forget it really soon, and then. It's
not, yeah, I got a name that was a quality too, and I wasn't sure if it was a name or not.
What did you get?
It's Spunky.
I'm just getting a yes, so.
Thank you.
For you, I'm just getting a yes.
Okay, and I didn't get an image. I just got Spunky and then Sparky and then
know, okay, Spunky was first.
You go with that. Did you see a color? Did you feel a color?
Mm-mm.
Would you like a color?
Sure.
I could ask. Can I get your name at birth?
Barbara.
You prefer not to share a last name?
Oh, Barbara Fogle.
Okay. Green and gold. Green and gold. Green is a very healing color, first thing for you. Very healing. It is a serene color to most, but for you, it's if you ever feel any anxiety around you, just place a scarf, place something, place yourself with green, or just go sit out into the green grass if you can. It's really good for you. Yes.
I also got equality, and I just assumed it was a name.
And what was yours?
Beauty.
Beauty.
Mm-hmm.
Pink. Did you see pink?
No, I saw blue.
You saw blue. Pink may be another angel around you that I see. I see you've got that around you, all around you. But I wouldn't question your blue.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's important because there's many of us that have way more than one angel, but this particular one is just with you from birth to your crossing back over. So when I was doing this reading, there's some messages that came for certain individuals. And may I get your name with the orange scarf?
Barbara.
Barbara. Archangel Haniel. She is the angel of feminine, yourself, acceptance of yourself. And she has like a cloudy bluish white energy around her. And she's also the angel of women's moon cycles. And she says to be very aware of different times of the lunar times of the month. And you will start seeing a pattern. Do you journal? Do you notice that you have really certain patterns that's repetitive each month and to each times of the year? It's very important for you to really focus in on that, is what Archangel Haniel.
Around the cycle or around?
Around just the moon itself, just how you're feeling certain times. Because sometimes you take a dip, and the dip is what you're supposed to do. Because if you see your journal, it may be like the same time around the month, or it could be the same time around the year that this takes place. And it's just because of the energy. I know when the moon is full with myself, I do. Before I used to. Years ago when I was getting up and going to work, I felt frustrated that I couldn't go to sleep. And then when I started journaling, I seen it was like, oh, it's all the time when there's a full moon. I just do not need that much sleep. And the more I meditate, I need less sleep. That's a message for you. About the orange, being drawn to the orange. Your name in the back with the orange star. Bobby. Archangel Michael said that Archangel Michael has given you a message, Barbara, and the message is one of knowing that sometimes you forget how powerful you are, and just knowing that you can ask Archangel Michael to use his sword, and his sword is of light. And if you look at his sword, it has like a dark spirit, but that's just saying that he can cut anything, any darkness in your path and hold it down for you. But that he's a very strong angel and he's with you a lot. And sometimes you don't realize what your own spiritual power is. Sometimes you question yourself. So know that that archangel, and if you have questions, ask Archangel Michael for assistance.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Zakiel would like to know if you have any questions for Archangel Zakiel.
Does Archangel Zakiel have a message that I should have?
Archangel Zakiel is saying that you're a pretty personal. You keep the personal stuff around you, so not to give any really personal messages for you, and that's why Archangel Zakiel is asking you.
I didn't quite understand.
That's okay.
What you said.
Okay, that Archangel Zakiel feels that sometimes they'll just give you a real personal message, but Archangel Zakiel is saying you're a person that doesn't like some of your stuff shared with everybody. You tend to want to keep it personal to yourself. So Archangel Zakiel is protecting that and asking if there is a question that you had for Archangel Zakiel.
It might not be the right angel since I'm interested in physical healing and I believe that's Raphael. But if there's anything that I can do that will connect myself with healing energy, I would like to know about it.
And just and kind of to answer your question also, may I get your first name?
Mary.
Mary. Mary, I just kind of would like to tell you that, yes, Archangel Raphael is the Archangel of Healing, but all the angels bring healing, and depending on what your healing is, sometimes another angel might come in for assistance also. But your message is of one of making sure that you're around trees. Trees is very important for you to sit and meditate around trees. You have some fear in your heart that you need to release. There's some fear there. Zakiel said that you contracted for a really long life, so you need to remove the fear. Because you've got some new beginnings happening for you with new things that you, they're giving you information on some new things for you to do. And sometimes you tend to feel like, oh, I would have done that if I was this age, and I would have done that if I was this. And because of your contracted long life, and I never will ask any angels, they will just say that you have contracted for a long life. But you have some fear, and I truly believe the fear comes from not this lifetime, but another lifetime, when you may have passed at a younger age, and so you hold some fear to that. Trees will help you because of all the wisdom they hold, and truly the best thing to do is just to even go and just put your arms around a tree and ask the question, just breathe it in. Or if you don't have a question, just ask to breathe in the healing. The trees are just so wonderful because they do not hold judgment. When all their leaves are falling off and everything seems to be leaving them, you don't see them panicking, they just allow. And when the spring comes and they fill themselves back up, they allow. And sometimes we have to remember that. That's just a good message for you, that some things leave for reasons and some things may look like a loss, but it's not. They have a lot of gifts for you.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Archangel Raphael has a question. You with a beautiful green back there.
Has a question? Wants me to ask a question?
Yes.
I'd like to know what can I do around my neck, head and neck injury? is there anything I can do?
May I get your first and last name at birth?
Karen Perrin. Karen Elizabeth Perrin.
I'm seeing Dr. Asui in front of me. Have you tried Reiki?
No, I'm a Reiki master, but I haven't tried Reiki.
That's why Dr. Asui is probably right in your face.
Uh-huh. So, can I ask another question?
Yes.
Should I do Reiki on myself, or should I seek out somebody?
I know when we teach Reiki, as a Reiki master teacher, it is the one that you can heal yourself. This time, I believe, to remove any ego out of the way, that you can totally heal yourself, which I know you can, but because of this pain, they're saying seek outside. Yes, and that will totally be gone in 90 days. You've held it even longer than you've contracted to. Headaches?
Recurring tingling and
pain. Ask for Chamuel, Archangel Chamuel, to bring you some peace within your body. Okay. Also, with the Reiki. Right in front of me. Kind of. Rajael has rainbow colors. Since you've sat down, I've seen rainbow colors all around you, which is the angel that's always around me also. You tend not to wear, do you like bright colors? They're very good for you. The color of like a bright burnt orange, kind of like that pretty orange that she has on back there, is really good for you when you feel a little down or a little achy. They're talking about some bones aching sometimes, and if you put that on, it just the energy of that color just warms your body, and the warmth of your body will just eliminate that.
The angel that came to me had burnt orange.
Mm-hmm. It's a really good color for you. Yes, wonderful color for you. So there's an angel. Archangel Haniel said that there's somebody here with a question about a partner that they would like to ask, but they want the question asked, but then they don't, and they do, they don't, and they said, if you choose, raise your hand, and we will answer. What's your question?
Have I met my life partner already, or is he coming?
Strong R in the name, strong R. You've actually passed by the individual around you in, I'm here, I'm seeing a lot of books. Need to drop some of that fear of past stuff. It's done, but you have to completely let it go and just completely just be at peace with any hurt that you're carrying in your heart chakra. 91 days. Strong R. Mm-hmm. So I'm not getting energy pulled. So at this time, I am going to use Archangel Michael's cards. And if you'd like to question answered, just raise your hand. You're on the lottery basis. From Archangel Michael. Yes.
Hi. I had a reading yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
She said I was going to meet somebody in 2 days, 2 months, or 2 weeks.
2-2-2. 2 days, 2 months.
2 days, 2 weeks, 2 months.
Okay. So let's ask Archangel Michael.
Mm-hmm. He's my guy anyway.
That blue that you're wearing is... likes that too.
Mm-hmm.
And may I get your name?
Marianne.
Get the card of eternal love.
Oh.
It says, help me perceive all the love that surrounds me so I can feel safe receiving, expressing, and giving love. So I believe Archangel Michael's here because there's a lot of us here that has some old hurt in their heart. That for 2011, it's time to let it go. You're one of them. And I'm asking for a particular day. I would like to match that for you,
it
but I'm...
It doesn't matter. Maybe it would be better if I didn't know.
Yeah. I am hearing within the next 180 days that you will meet somebody, and that's about a six-month time. I don't want to place doubt around that message because she may be getting another message from... he or she that gave you the reading could be just had another angel come in and give that message. I just see that it's going to be in a very unexpected place and unexpected time, but I see a lot of joy and happiness. And by the year 2013, girl, you're going to have it all. So fill yourself with bliss.
2 years.
And that doesn't mean it won't be before.
Yeah.
I always tell everybody that. I said, don't close your door just because I say, you know, by 13. I'm talking 13 that you're just, everything you're surrounding that you've been planting for a long time just comes to fruition. Your thoughts, your dreams. Really, do you have a manifestation board?
Gosh, I started one and... busy.
That's
I put stuff on my refrigerator that I want because that's what you see every day, you know. So that's kind of my manifestation for put things, pictures, and
Archangel Michael is asking that you place it where you sleep.
Oh, okay.
So you can also, the dreams that you just feed that energy also within your dreams actually help you create. And I can totally tell you your manifestation when you ask for it. Just be careful and make sure how specific.
I know.
Because you will manifest it. And I know where I live, it's on very beautiful, like 4 acres on beautiful sacred land. And in order to get it, I had to lose my condo. I lost a couple of the things. And I thought I was like, what is happening? And everything that I manifested is where I'm at right now. And I'm very joyful for it. So then, and then the only thing is I mean, the trees are there. Everything that I had on the manifestation, I just put, I'd like to see some water. So I do see some water looking out, but it's like a pond versus That's why I say, really be specific of what you manifest.
You want a lake at least.
More than, yeah, a lake at least, yes. Mine is the water that you see when there's a lot of rain out. But it's okay. Just be careful with what you want to manifest. Does anybody else have a question for Archangel Michael? Yes.
I'm kind of in a career transition. I've been out of work quite a while. And I think my old career is gone now, especially with the economy as it is. And I'm just not sure. I've had a lot of ideas and things, but I'm not sure what direction I'm going in that.
Very strong. Archangel Michael says, you need to get out of your way. Because some of those ideas that you have have alchemy connected to them. The economy is wonderful. Archangel Michael said for 2011, it's already turned. Drop the fear. Know that it is already turned, and let's stop feeding that the economy is bad, because all is well. All is in divine order. The career that you had, I understand it didn't bring a lot of joy to your heart. It was earned income. But it wasn't joy. And you went through the pause like a lot of us did. But 2011, the ones that have left their jobs, or for one reason or another, I know I was had a very good income at my tribe, and it's been 7 months ago. I was inside my job, and they said, leave, you need to leave. And I'm like, on a whim, I just went, wrote a 2 weeks notice, went and put it in, then I went home, went, holy crap, what'd I do? Because the fear went in. And the first one I called was Kathy, which is my forever friend, and I told her, she's like, yeah, it's about time! And I'm like, ah! So, I went home and just had to sit in it, like, okay, this is what you did, now what? It's been a humongous gift, because I let go and allowed, then I could receive new. And you're at a crossroads. You've been there for a little bit.
I've been let go for quite a while.
Yeah, you've been there for a bit.
Yeah.
But you need to move the ego out of the side, and it had nothing to do. It was a gift for you.
Oh, yes. I believe that.
It's a big gift.
I'm just not sure where to go from now. Forward. The past, I can understand, was not me, and I understand that this is a gift that I've been given to be let go and have this time. I'm just not sure where to go from here.
Okay. I'm going to go to these cards. These cards usually, these are the cards that I have used from day one with Doreen. They're actually one of her really older decks, but they give me the really deep stuff. And you have, I still have a dollar in here. When I took Doreen's class and to be certified, you had to actually have an energy exchange, and I met this beautiful lady from Africa, and we exchanged a dollar, so it just stays in this deck. I can always say I'm never broke. Okay, and may I get your name?
Rick Richard.
Rick Richard. Migliore. No, no, can't Richard be Rick Migliore. Richards. Pardon me?
Richard Migliore.
Okay. Can I get a birth month?
March.
I knew it.
Yeah, fish, huh?
Fellow Pisces. I see it around you. As a Pisces, I usually spot them. That's why I asked for your birth month. I'm like, yeah, it's a Pisces. So all the dreams that you dream, really start focusing on some of them. And really start finding a way that you know what are the more repetitious either dreams, feelings, start writing them down. Because they've been sending you a lot of messages, and sometimes they said that you don't allow yourself to get out of your own way and listen to them. And sometimes you just think, oh, that's, yeah, that just seems too fun, too nice to do. I do see you doing something on your own without answering to somebody else. So I'm going to ask these angels. They're very specific. 22 cards down. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, and 22. Wow, I do feel a lot of newness. So, it's Isaiah. And when you get the card of the angel Isaiah, it's a good time to give birth to new ideas and situations in your life. I'm watching over you and guiding you and protecting you during these changes. You have a lot of good coming your way. Count 91 days from today and really start knowing the repetitious messages that you're receiving in these next 91 days. And also, do you practice Reiki?
I have the first level Reiki.
You need to be a master of it.
I did it with animals, so I took it from my cat.
You need to be a master of it. You have been for the last three lifetimes, and it's something that needs to be filled within you in this lifetime. And you are an awesome, strong healer, and you should be already out. They're just like, they've like boosted you out of the nest a while back. And again, it's like, you really get really strong feelings, but then you another day you may get another one, but notice the ones that are repetitious is what I'm hearing.
So maybe a journal or something.
A journal would be wonderful for you. And do you remember your dreams?
Sometimes.
I put that journal right by your bed too, so if you, do you know that first moment when you're conscious? Isaiah is saying to also remember to give the 5 minutes of gratitude before you go to sleep and before you even open your eyes. As soon as you're consciously awake, give 5 minutes of gratitude, because you start moving what no longer served you, the old job and why you're gone and you're gone and you're gone. And pretty soon it won't even be a part of you, because you end your day and you begin your day with all the gratitude. So that's what you fill yourself with, and you no longer feel lack of anything. You got a lot of good coming. 2012 is just really, not that this year you're just building all this, but 2012 will be very fruitful for you. And it's just a year, so you've got a lot of things to do. Okay, I'm trying to make it to the archangels. Who has a question for the archangels? Yes.
My grandson, Sebastian, how is he and how can I help him?
I don't see him really close to you. Where is he at?
He's in Los Angeles.
Okay. I'm hearing busy, that he's busy. But we'll see what the archangels bring. Oh, don't need the book in there. And I hear he's learning a few lessons, which sometimes you have to just send blessings and just allow him to learn lessons. He's got a very good heart. Right there. Life review. It's Archangel Jeremiah, and when Archangel Jeremiah comes, what he's given is the opportunity to look at what hasn't worked, so he can get on path, because he's not exactly where he should be right now, to get onto the path where he should be. So when you get the when you get Jeremiah and he brings the message of life review, it, the life review just says, glance back, take a look, don't dwell on it. And you just might want to give him the message of asking him to write down things that he feels that didn't serve him no longer. And a good thing, a good exercise to do with Jeremiah, depending on where he is spiritually, is he pretty open spiritually?
Hopefully.
Yeah, sometimes we want to do more for them, and it's not yet their time, because I'm hearing that he's got some stubbornness to him. Mm-hmm. And I would just send him blessings, because I don't think he's ready for what Jeremiah would want him to do, and it would be write what no longer serves him, put it on some paper, fold it up, put it away, revisit it in 90 days, and see what growth spurt he made in that time. But I don't think he's ready yet for that. Not yet. But he's okay. Just ask angels to protect him.
Okay.
Okay?
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Is there any other questions? Yes.
I have a career question, too.
Mm-hmm.
What should I do?
What the heck do I do?
I have a lot of passions and interests, and been kind of sitting with, well, which direction, you know, teaching, which direction in teaching, if that's what it is, or something else.
Let's ask the question. Crystal clear intentions. So, excuse me. When Archangel Michael comes and has the clear intentions card, it is that you have to feel in your heart, first of all, what makes you feel better. So, in a good way to do that is, so you say teaching. So, do a meditation around teaching and feeling the energy and imagining where would you be, what would you be teaching, who would be there, how is your heart feeling, how do you feel getting up to go to this place. Give it a few days, move on to the next, see how it feels, put yourself in that energy. Once you've found exactly what you want, but have you ever heard of the vacuuming that Archangel Michael does? Mm-hmm. You're probably like, you better not. She's like the queen of doing the Archangel Michael vacuuming. Just envision, you know, like just like a vacuum placed on your crown chakra, and in a gentle way, allowing Archangel Michael to just bring everything that no longer serves you and put it aside. Because you tend to have too busy of a mind, and it doesn't slow down when you're feeling good about one thing, you're already going, but what if, instead of staying in that energy. I do see you teaching. But you have to feel that energy. You have to feel it. And even if you take yourself to a place to volunteer somewhere for a day, you know, if the meditation doesn't work and you need to, you're more of a physical, you need to actually experience it, then do that. And then really set your intentions high and just clear and put it on a manifestation board, and Archangel Michael will help you with that. Okay. Mm-hmm. Any other messages? Yes.
I have a question about my lower back. About 6 months ago, I had an injury, and I can understand how that injury served me and my unfoldment. And I'm sort of feeling ready to let it heal, and I want it to heal and I don't know what's in the way.
I see that you have a family member that you're holding on to. Lower back is family. Do I know that one too well? Lower back is family, but there's one particular family member that you're holding some hurt onto. And
like I'm feeling hurt by them or hurt?
Some old hurt. Family hurt. Family member. Somebody close to you that could be just like family. So like if you had a really close friend that just seemed like really close family. And it's something that you've held on to for quite a while that wants to clear your body.
Okay.
And you could either do the Archangel Michael or you also have... Do you clear your chakras off often?
Sometimes, usually.
Okay. Check with your first and second chakra.
Okay.
Check in with them. And there's some clearing there. And your heart chakra, I see at about between 6 and 7, and your heart chakra should be at 8 for you particularly. So you can ask for that number to be there and clear it and have the angels help you with that. You can have, if you feel that you're not strong enough to do that within yourself, sometimes we have some self-doubt, then I would seek that healing through somebody to just clear your chakras really good and make sure you lay stones on you for those chakras because it absorbs into those stones. This is nothing permanent.
It really becomes active when I'm working the breakthrough pain when I'm standing.
When you're standing, I would put your feet and just go put your feet in some dirt.
Okay.
And just feel that grounding. Another thing that would be really good for you is just to go walk and ask for Grandmother Ocean's healing. Were you here at the Grandmother Ocean talk? Yeah, I feel that you're very familiar as well as the others that were here. But that would really help you.
Okay.
It's really cold right now to do that. But I know an expert sitting right back there with red hair that does Grandmother Ocean's. I've taught her that healing, and now she's been running with it. But it's a very powerful healing. If you're ready.
Maybe when it gets warmer.
Maybe in the spring.
But I do appreciate the chakra healing council and in general. I'll give more thought to the family energy.
Yeah, it just tends to be one person, and it just, this person I see of a female person. And some heard about maybe you feeling that you didn't meet the expectations, or you're always doubting yourself.
Yeah, I don't feel like I have that with, I mean, my mom has Alzheimer's, and she's pretty sweet. So, I mean, maybe at one time. Anyway, it doesn't matter, but
yeah, and
I'll have to give that
yeah.
some more thought.
Doing a little meditation, sometimes that face comes up. I don't hear mother.
Okay.
I see a female, but I do not hear mother.
Okay. Thank you.
And you're lucky to have a sweet mother.
Thank you.
Some of us aren't that fortunate. Forgiving her.
I saw it at long last.
Yes, and your question.
I'm at a point of challenge, and it's about whether I'm going to do something or am I going to stay on cruise control. I don't have to work. I don't literally have to work to survive.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel that there's probably something to do.
It's not time for cruise control. I hear that very clear.
Yeah, I I'm at the end of this month. I'm going to be leaving a long-term contract position, which I've had for almost 7 years, and so this has given me the opportunity to consider something new. And I know it's time. And I'm just wondering, what the cheering section, what my cheering section is rooting for.
Number one, you have like 10 angels around you. That's the first thing. So you do have a cheering section around you. Also, Eduardo. Does that name do anything for you?
Not at least in recent history. I have known, I know one man whose name is Ed, who speaks Spanish well, and sometimes could be called Eduardo, but I haven't seen him in 20
years. This is more, and you probably haven't seen this person a little bit more than 20 years, because this person is your actually guide.
Oh, okay.
That when you came to this earth, and you may be 20, how old would you be if you didn't know how old you were?
About 3.
See, then you're not 20. That's what everybody here, that's another message Archangel Michael has for 2011, is erase the numbers around you. Numbers really mean nothing to your physical self. And we really zoom in on numbers, you know, especially in this country. You know, numbers is they tell you, you know, when you can go to Ross and get 10% off, and when you could do this, when you could do that. And that is placed by other people. I am hearing that your spiritual self, your spiritual being, is 22 years old. And they are almost laughing at you that you, to even say cruise control, because you would probably just go stir crazy. You have a lot to do. So I'm going to pull a message. And may I get your first name?
First name is Carl.
And your birth month?
August.
And may I have the number of the day of your birthday?
17.
That's why I kept seeing an 8.
Oh, the one. Year's an 8, too.
Okay, so I see 8, and then the 7 and 1 is 8.
And so is my birth year, an 8.
8, yeah. That's a really good number for you. That number means more. It's really connected to you because of also the infinity, but also of the powerful healer that you are. There's... trying to see if they have Doreen Virtue's books and number. Go read 888. Angels really surround you, but that message for you is very powerful. And this is hello from heaven. And it's Archangel Azrael. Your loved ones in heaven are all doing fine, so let go of any worries and feel their loving blessings that they have for you. And the reason they're giving you this message that you will be one of the individuals that will have people leaving you, and not, I'm not saying tomorrow, the next day, but because you contracted for a long life. And they're just saying, so remember, your spiritual self is 22, so you might want to think what you want to be doing for the next many, many years. And I don't think it's cruise control. I know for sure it's not cruise control. Right now, you're in a really good time of life, and you've got a lot of alchemy around you, which means that you can, whatever you touch and put your heart into, you could turn it into gold, into something to assist others. And remember that you are contracted to just continue to give. Continue to give and continue to give. And I see you teaching individuals that are less fortunate trades that they can use. And I see you touching many lives. You've got a lot to do. Get busy.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You have to kind of let me know what time, too, because
It's a quarter to nine.
Okay, angels don't read time well. So, yes.
A friend of mine's son was killed in a snowboarding accident last Christmas Eve. Mm. His name is Cooper Plaxco.
Cooper
Plaxco.
Do you know his birthday?
I don't. I know he's 20.
He was 20, and it's this past Christmas Eve?
Just, yeah.
He most likely, let me see, I'm really good with past loved ones. It's like everybody's dead family always follow me, and I'm just really good with passed over. But I truly feel that I'm going to tell you what I am getting was it was his contracted time. I can't link with him yet because he's in life review. They stayed there anywhere from 4 to 6 months on average. And because he's young, I would see. So if you had wanted more messages from him.
I want to know what I can say to his parents that might be of comfort or something that I can pass on.
That is asked to me many times. And the answer is there's no perfect words. And sometimes there is no words. Just being there, and being there, and being there. And even when they seem like they don't want anybody there, because I have a very, 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 very lifelong friend that lost her son when he was 20. And I have seen her through the alcohol times, the I hate the world. And it's been now, let's see, 20. It's been 10 years ago. And his birthday was on the 12th of December, and we were going back and forth because she was saying, you know, people are telling me I should get on, you know, I should be, you know, more on track, and I should be able to move forward. And I said, well, I beg to differ with everybody. I feel that when you lose a child, I think to your last breath, you're going to feel that. Now, you will learn ways to strengthen yourself around that. But losing a child, the only thing, but I understand that the parents aren't ready to hear this yet. But if there is a time that they are ready, it's so easy to get messages from that person so they know. And I have past loved ones come to me, and they will give details of things so you know. No, it's that person. And when they're ready, that would be something that would probably put them a little bit more in peace, because it's hard to let the parents know, but he contracted for a very short life. He didn't have many lessons in this life. And they're always happy to go home. So I remember Sylvia Brown was one of the first ones when she says, if they pass, know that they're not here and they're happy, you know. And she kind of has a harsh way to that, but I love Sylvia Brown. But they're home. He's home. And he is in life review. So if their parents are ready, it just depending on the parents. And because he's a young person, if you were even to come to me in 4 months, I would still ask that you had permission from the parents to receive the messages because of it being a child. And I don't pull information down for anybody unless they really have permission to do so. Because if you went to that mother and she's just not ready to hear this because, and it depends on her spiritual or if she's religious or that all factors in. But he was contracted, and maybe sometime if you ever have an opportunity where you know that that message fits in, right now it's too raw.
Right. Yeah.
But he did pass when he contracted to do so. So if that brings any peace. Anybody else? Yes.
I'm feeling kind of stuck with scarcity.
The fear.
So, yeah.
Okay. May I get your name?
Guy.
I like that name. Oh, let's go to. I'm hearing this deck.
My name at birth is Harold.
Is what?
Harold.
Harold. Mm-hmm. I'm hearing that they even know you as Guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was never called.
Yeah.
I was baptized that, but I was never called. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why they say it's kind of like Harold's one of those names that you got, but it's really not linked to you.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. What is the female hurt around you? Female hurt. I mean, you don't have to say if you're not ready to share, but that's the first thing that I hear is... And then tell me the best thing, the most loving thing that you can about your father. Either one. They're just starting to talk from all different ways. I'm like, okay,
the best thing about my father, let's see. He is a very generous soul. So.
Okay, go back to that. That little one that you snuck in there. That one.
About his fear?
He's very fearful?
Yes, he is.
And do you see where you get that from?
Mm-hmm, yes.
So you need to cut that cord. And not severe. I don't even like the word cut. Release that cord. Because you do feed off of some of that energy.
Yeah,
a lot of that energy. And you weren't contracted to have lack. And you know that. You were contracted to be very abundantly taken care of. And that means health, love, all of it. You need to balance out by asking the angels to take away fear. And I mean, if you have to write it every day and tell what, and you pull the card of Grace and Antoinette, and when I pull that card, it's telling me to see the other side of it. So a good way to remove the fear of lack is, number one, if you ever hear yourself saying something negative, place it with positive. That one has followed me for a long time in the past. And I remember when I first started saying the affirmation, I receive love and abundance into my life easily and effortlessly. I could not even say the words without them stop, jumble, you know, breaks in them. And I have said it now for so many years, it's a part of me. And once you say it out loud, back here in the unconscious mind has to start re-recording the new story. Because it's stuck on an old story. So I receive abundance into my life easily. I release fear easily. And then the first times that you start saying this, it might not resonate in your heart. But in a little bit time, you can. And I see a big turnaround for you in 2012, February of 2012. It doesn't mean that there's no turnarounds in this year, but there's something big there for you. But you have to release. It's like you're all filled up with fear, so there's no room for anything else to come in. And breathing in green energy from Archangel Raphael over and over, and just seeing, name a color to what you feel lack is, or name something and just keep breathing it out. And it's always through the nose, filling yourself up where you sit nice and straight, and when you truly want to relax, it's all the way down. Just release it out. If you do that three times a day, the three times I hear spiritually completely changes the oxygen within you, and it'll help take away some stress. And you got to start loving yourself more. So you're the one, and usually this message comes to more females than males, but when you're brushing your teeth, look at yourself in the eyes. Don't just look elsewhere. And you'll see, you'll start seeing a change. You guys will get this happening. Let's see. Is there another one here?
I wanted to mention the word I got initially.
Yes.
And I kept trying to push it away and don't say anything because I tend to be shy, but I'm going to ask. The word I got, or the angel I got, was chrysalis.
Is what? I'm sorry.
Chrysalis.
Chrysalis?
And then it occurred to me that I actually knew what that was, and it was it was not an angel, but it was the process of complete transformation from one entity being to, you know, from a butterfly or from the caterpillar to the butterfly. So I guess my question is, do I have a great imagination? Did I actually get something?
How about the color?
The colors, there were two more or less that sort of floated into each other, and it was pink to light lavender violet. So I don't know whether that's mauve or
I do see that color, and I also see some gold. And no, that is your angel. Don't doubt. And it's, you got to remember, if there's anything in 2011 we have to remember, is ego. And it's not like sometimes the ego we know, but ego, as Wayne Dyer says, stands for edging God out. So when you start saying, I can't do that, or that can't be my angel's name, that's when ego is standing high. And whatever side you feel, if you start feeding your spiritual side versus your ego, whatever side that you feed is going to grow. So, and the reason that you hear that transformation is because of changes that you're going through right now in the present. And you have many good spiritual gifts coming to you, but you have some self-doubt about them. And your crown chakra needs to be cleared. I see it at about a 6, and yours should be like 8, between 8 and 9. And if you just visualize the color, for you, I'm getting purple, because my chakra colors are so different from the norm chakra colors, so I have to actually think about it. But purple to you would be really good, envisioning the color purple, mauve, and just asking for that chakra to open. But don't ask for it to open up really quick, because that'll cause you headaches, because it's been at that about 6 for quite a while. So I would just, even if you got your fingertips and just got into a meditative mode and just barely just touch it, just barely asking it just to open a tiny bit at a time, and then go both ways, this way and this way. And then just place your hands over it for healing, or asking whoever you pray to just assist you, that you don't open it too much, or that it doesn't, 6 really isn't a number for you. It's placing some doubt in your spiritual self. Mm-hmm. Yes?
I have a question that I feel like there's so many things that are changing or potentially changing, and I wonder what would be most beneficial for me to focus on to be able to be most authentic and make the change in a way that I'm not sacrificing myself.
Two things I hear, self-love and self-esteem. That you need to love yourself as much as the angels do, because you're very loved. You have a big heart, but your giving and receiving is out of balance. You're a giver and giver and giver and giver and giver. And when somebody tries to give you something, you're like, oh, no. You allow sometimes, but not enough. Treat yourself as you would treat somebody else. So let's ask the archangels, what is the message most needed? May I have your name?
Christina.
May I get a last name at birth?
Anderson.
remember who you are. When Archangel Michael comes to you, it is the strong angel, and to remember who you are, remember what you came here to do. You came here to heal, and that's why you're the giver, 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 because you're a very powerful healer, as well as Michael. And ask Michael to assist you with his sword of bright white light to cut through any seeming obstacles in your way, because you see them there, but they're really not there. You need to move past them with assistance of Archangel Michael. Archangel Michael said to name three things really quick that you just absolutely love about yourself.
I have a good sense of humor.
That's wonderful.
I love people, and I laugh a lot.
Okay. So keep looking within to remember who you are, because you're a very powerful being of light. You're a light worker, and you need to open more doors, because you tend to open them a little bit, but you're like, do I walk in? Do I not? Do I walk in? Do I not? They're very powerful. It's time for you. 2011 unites all healers. So I'm going to pull a card for all of us. For 2011, what links all of us? Remember well-being. Another thing that I wanted to let you know, that if it would be good that everybody in this room, and it doesn't have to be Doreen Virtue's cards, is one I'm most comfortable because I'm certified by her, but a deck of cards is really good to have, of angel cards, because sometimes you just need to start your day off with it and just pick a message for the day and read it. So we got some snappy angels back there. And the card that I pick for all of us is Take Back Your Power. Yeah. Take Back Your Power. Beautiful card. Raziel is the angel that's always around. It's the rainbow colors. And rainbows are very important for us. The colors of the rainbow. Hang a rainbow in colors in your house. Hang a prism that brings the colors of rainbows. All those colors are very needed. And all those colors are who you are inside. Mm-hmm. And taking about your power could even be your spiritual power. It could be anything that you feel that you can't, won't, can't, I forget the words. What is it? Can't something something. Because I've got so programmed not to say them. I can't do it. Because in the province of everybody's mind, there are no limitations. And if you could start re-recording that and take back your spiritual power, and if anybody in your life has placed limitations on you of what you can't do, release those in 2011. It's very important that you release those. So a deck of cards is good, because sometimes if your ego happens to be big that day, you may rely on your angels to pull a card. And it doesn't make any difference which deck, but just really fast, what I will tell you is, if the ones that don't know, when you first open a deck that comes packaged, you never want to use a deck like that, because it has whoever in the factory touched it and energy. And how you do that is you spend time, you go through each card and just look at each card that's putting your energy onto that deck. You just want to just put a little, this is the way Doreen Virtue teaches, but you just put a little knock, and that is just given the intention for any energy that is not yours to leave. And then you want to fan them over your heart and say whatever prayer that works, or who you pray to, and ask that you receive the messages in the highest good of the person that you're giving it to, or to yourself, in the highest good. And it'll always work. And if somebody touches it, doesn't mean, oh my gosh, my deck is ruined. You can always just re-clear it and go through it. There's decks that I let people touch, and this is a deck that I do not. Only my energy stays on that deck. So take back your power, And thank you for allowing the angels. And I thank many rivers because they are so awesome to allow healers to unite together. And that's what 2011 is about. Thank you very much. Bless you so much.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
What a wonderful beginning for 2011. Yeah. This is just great for Many Rivers and for all of us. And I cannot thank you enough. Thank you, everybody, for coming to this first event here at Many Rivers. This feels very auspicious to me. There is a donation bowl on the counter. Any amount that you can contribute will be gratefully received. A portion of the donation goes to Trina to support her work. A portion goes to the store so that we can continue to have events like this in Many Rivers. Fortunately, many people bought Doreen's decks during the holidays, and I haven't been able to get them, except for these two, back in. But beginning next week, they'll come back to the store so you can view more of them in the future. Thank you very much for that.
Thank you.
I also have flyers of events coming up and my business cards there if anybody
right here on the counter
would like.
Hey,
hi. Oh, thank you. What is your Michael deck? Archangel Michael.
Archangel Michael by Doreen Virtue. Also,
oh, it is also okay.
I particularly use, and especially when I'm taking them out, I use only her decks, just because I am certified by her. I use other angels for myself, but not when I come out. I teach her in her teachings, and because my messages that I receive are just the same, are very close to her messages that she receives through the decks, and I think that's the best match for me is Doreen Virtue. Just has the same a lot. So I mean, she has like 20 decks of cards. This happens to be a real old deck. Then there's the Archangel. She has Michael. She has a beautiful Raphael for those that like the healing decks. But I know Many Rivers are so great. I order it and they send them all the way to Hopland for me.
Hmm. Do you recommend a deck above any others, or it's just
When you're first starting out, the Archangels.
The Archangels.
Because they give strong messages. Because okay. There's the angels, which are all really strong, okay. And then the Archangels above them.
Okay.
But the Archangels, and I love, this is her brand new, because they have both of them there. They have
Archangel 101.
And it's actually one of the classes that I'm giving in the next couple weeks is the angels, basic
okay.
Angel 101.
Uh-huh.
And in Angels 101.
In Hopland, by the way?
In Hopland.
Oh, okay.
I'm located on the reservation. It's just beautiful. I just see the mountains and hills, and it's just so quiet and peaceful there.
So can an angel be gender neutral? Because my
yes.
angel seemed, I couldn't really say a man or a woman. It was, or male or female.
They can change.
Very,
they can change.
Like,
they go back and forth.
It was totally not evident to me. So
you got the right message.
I think so.
Yes.
And the angel was white, by the way. My crystal was blue. And you asked me about it.
Mm-hmm. That's
but
wonderful.
Still not pink. Yeah.
That's okay.
I love it.
Whatever.
That's
okay.
It is. I know.
Because I, you have pink aura around you, and that's usually Mother Mary, or also I also see Kuan Yin. Around you.
Kuan Yin has been, yes, very highlighted in my thinking
yes.
for the last year.
So you should have her around you because it's that compassion of pink that you have around you.
You're very welcome.
So are you new to or can I ask a question? There was a question I was wanting to ask, but it is still.
If it's a short question, yes.
Yeah,
I have two scripts to go to tomorrow. And one is very clear that I'm going to continue.
Right,
the other one, I'm not sure what it's in the group. So do you have a suggestion about
yeah.
whatever?
I mean, it's always changing.
You're very intuitive, and you need to fine tune your intuitiveness so you can teach it. And so is the classes that you're taking about
an hour or two.
Becoming an intuitive
one.
Healer.
One.
So I'll do that tomorrow.
That would be the question I'd ask because you're very intuitive. If you have any questions, you know, I do have the parts in that. But, and actually have a class that just is starting. Actually, I'm graduating the class on 11-11-11, and it's intuitive healers. But those that are have their mindset in a very disciplined, and it's the last Sunday of the month until 11:11.
And is it just starting?
It's one class that started, so this is the last time you can start, but you have to make up the first class, is what it is. And each month you go through meditation, past life, how to give a reading, how to hear your angels, all the information about your angels.
Okay, I'll pick that up.
Yeah, I used to have it as a 2-year course, and now I'm able to fine tune it where it's one year.
How far away is that?
It's 1 hour from here.
Okay, very good. Thanks.
You're welcome so much.
So I just have a question. I'm kind of new to all this. First of all, two questions. One is, how come some people have more angels surrounded by them than others?
Some ask for them to be there. Because sometimes that free will that I'm saying, sometimes you just have your angel, but if you ask for more to come around you, they just come.
Okay, and so does just curiously, does having angels sort of take the place? And I'm just asking this, like, for you.
Absolutely.
Of, say, asking for help from God? Or
no, okay. They're just helpers and messengers of God.
Okay.
Angels are messengers of God.
I see. So is it more of a different kind of energy than God? The messengers, the source versus the messenger. I'm just wondering, like, what's the advantage of going through the angels versus the higher power?
I can answer that really easy. Everyday messages that I give to people, I give them as angels, archangels. I happen to channel through energy of, I do a lot of spiritual channeling where I actually will just kind of leave and allow messages to come through me in a trance state. And those are usually ascended masters, and those are the higher ones, closer to God. But it doesn't mean that the angels are not as powerful. Angels are very powerful, but it's like a medical doctor versus you really need a specialist or you need something right now. A doctor is suey because I'm a Reiki master teacher. If I know somebody has something that needs to clear, that needs to be cleared right now, I go above the angels. So it's depending on, I think that's why I'm so diverse, because I can't place any one person in a box, because everybody's so different, and some people link to angels, some people link to archangels, some people want to go higher to Kuan Yin, Buddha, Krishna, Dr. Sui, all the ascended masters, and then I believe in my native culture of a mother, father, God, which to me is like Mother Mary and God, so it's whoever you want to go to. I go to Mother God for some things, and Father God, and sometimes I just say I need everybody. So it just
depends.
Thank you. You're very welcome. I'm glad you appreciate it and you enjoyed it.
Thank you. I was going to ask you about readings.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I do readings. I do any kind of healing, all kind of healing. I do healings. I do minimum of an hour, because, and usually the first reading takes about an hour to hour and 45 minutes. I only charge for 1 hour because the newness. So say if you were coming to me for a reading the night before, or that it's 3 o'clock in the morning. I get up every 3 o'clock in the morning. I would pull down all the messages needed. So when you arrive, I've already got all your messages. I got your energy around it. So that way it takes. But the first reading, I could not imagine giving somebody an hour, less than an hour for first, because there's so many. You've got angels talking, your guides talking, things that you most need in that first visit.
Do you tape record it?
You can. You can bring a tape recorder.
Mm-hmm. Do you have anything this Saturday?
You know what? Anna is, she has the calendar there. I think I have available time on Saturday.
What do you charge?
$150 for an hour.
So
you'd plan to be there more closer to 2 hours, because, like I said, I only charge for the hour on the first visit because it's just too much information. And I don't like the person to leave, because sometimes my goal is when somebody comes to me that you get your messages and you get on track and you're on your way. And some people need a few times, but I never really, when people start coming to me too often, I try to release that
cords, so they're not using on, they're getting the tools that I'm giving them, and they're standing firm within their own healing.
But you don't have a way to record it, because I know it goes right through. I would have to come up with the way.
Yes, and I do that because it's just how I was given, that if the person wants to record it, you can, you know, just bring a little set deck or a CD with a blank one and just record on it. But I don't, because I also never want a record of anybody else's readings or anything. Because it's only for you. And that's why I said, remember the name, because if you ask me 10 minutes from now, I won't remember. It's not for me.
Okay?
Okay,
thank you.
You're welcome. And you can see Anna, and she has a calendar book in her in her hand.
What I need to figure out is how to record it, because I know.
That's what you could also, many people just take notes while they're there.
Yeah, but I know I would listen to it.
Over, and yeah.
Do you have an MP3 player?
I just got a laptop. Is that in there?
Yes. If it has a way to record a recordable.
Like I can do CDs. Anyway, I need to.
Yeah, you'd have to check that out. Yeah. It used to be easier with the cassettes we used to have, and it's just like easy records, but everybody's like, I mean, nowadays people go, cassettes, what are those?
Right.
I just want to say thank you. I think
you're welcome.
Everyone really enjoyed your second visit here.
Blessings to you.
Thank you. And, you know, I sort of did connect. I think it's probably a girlfriend of mine that I'm feeling some hurts from. Yeah.
That's what I got, but I didn't want to in case somebody was sitting right by you. I don't like to get that personal. I like you to get the information because it's stronger that way.
Yeah, saying a female did help. And anyway, I enjoyed your presence. And come back.
Thank you.
Or I'll come out there sometime.
Yes, I would love to. You could take a flyer or
I will.
Just contact me on email.
So are you local here? You're
I'm in Hopland, which is about it's 55 minutes when I got here.
Oh, okay, so
but actually,
reading
a great drive.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the. I mean, I do them over the phone, but I just love the in-person because not only that, I see more visions around.
Yes,
I do that. Native medicine, yeah. And you're very, you actually live two lifetimes as a Native, so you're really linked to Native energy. You feel really good up there because I live on a vortex. I am creating the most huge medicine bowl.
Oh, are you really? Yeah, I've recently been
Year. And Hopland is really good for you because I see a red-tailed hawk around you, and where the home of the red-tailed hawk. Yeah, and that's what on the reservation is many hawks. So you would feel as home.
This year too, so.
That's a huge deal. So you'd be one of the special ones that I would do a Native. See, I don't use the Native part. I feel the Native energy.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't.
After our years,
what's your favorite part? And that purple and that orange together is so awesome.
Yeah, you know, and I was I was the first one that had I'm a little. Just be aware of that nature in my journal.
Because when you start re-looking at them, there's got some messages that you've been kind of missing over.
That I've been
missing. Like you write them down and.
Yeah.
They're kind of repetitive, but you're very much of a Native healer, and you need to really heal with them. I think you've got a lot of heat energy that we have.
Yeah.
Have you
considered
regular?
I know we should.
and you know, I'm native, but the Reiki runs through me, and I'm just seeing that because I see that
you know, You could see Anna and take a card. And So drawn here tonight.
Sorry. Thank you.
So I just thought that there's more.